This episode is dedicated to our men and women in blue and to the families who love them. Listener discretion is advised.
We're responding to a 911 call for a domestic dispute between brothers when the suspect allegedly opened fire. Investigators believe the call itself was a fake.
To the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to Wicked, a true crime podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different. It's also going to be rather heavy. It does involve the murder of law enforcement officers, and it really hits home for me because I have family members that are in law enforcement. It's also a job that I wanted to do since I was a little girl, and looking back now, especially with everything that's happened in the last few years, I tend to wonder why I wanted to. And just as a disclaimer, I am well aware that there are police officers who do bad things to people. I do know that there are some that are racist. I do know some that have ego problems. However, the same can be said for any other profession. And I would rather be known as a quote-unquote bootlicker than a bum, than a thug, than a felon, or even a murderer. Unfortunately, our media has made it so that police officers in this country are not safe. They have a target on their backs every single day. No matter what you think about them, it needs to stop. And it seems to be coming from most of my generation, i.e. millennials, and especially with Gen Z. And it is incredibly sad to me. 129 police officers were murdered at the hands of civilians last year, and that number is going up exponentially. According to CNN, intentional police killings have reached a 20-year high. And there is no question in the minds of people with common sense that the media is to blame for this. There are police officers that are corrupt in their hearts, and there's no question about that. But the good majority of them are there because they love their community and want to make a difference. Sadly, two of our own police officers in Bristol, Connecticut, added on to that 129 police officer statistic. We're a small state, so we don't really experience violence against police officers like this in the way that other states do. We have had police officers killed in the line of duty due to somebody else's poor choices. But in the 27 years that I've been on Earth, this has to be the worst that I have ever seen. A cop killing to this magnitude, it's not heard of here. It really isn't. Yes, this is a true crime podcast, but we're talking about true crime on a very different level tonight, because we're not talking about murders that are committed against normal civilians. We're talking about two individuals who are supposed to protect us from the bad guys. And unfortunately, they met a very bitter end because of one really sick and twisted individual. I probably should say two, but we'll get into that. I am not going to say their murderer's name, even though he's dead, because I do not believe that his name gets to be uttered. I do not believe that he should be getting any more attention. He doesn't deserve it one bit, and neither does his brother. I will, however, say the names of the three officers who were involved in this horrible incident, and their names are Sergeant Dustin DeMonte, Officer Alex Hamsey, and Officer Alec Iorato. On October 12th, at 10:30 p.m., Bristol police officers received a 911 call about a domestic incident between two siblings. However, it was not a domestic violence call. It was a setup. It was a deliberate act to lure law enforcement. And basically what happened was that officers DeMonte, Hamsey, and Arado went to the side door of the home, telling him to show his hands and step out of the house. But as he stepped out, gunfire erupted. He fatally shot Dustin and Alex. And he shot Alex. After being shot in the leg, Alex, he managed to make his way around the house and back to the police car. And if you watch the footage from Officer Iroh's body-worn camera, you can see him stumbling to the door. He sees reflection in the window as he is looking over that cop car. And he fired the shot that would automatically kill the gunman and save his life. But unfortunately, it could not save the life of his two friends. This is really hard for me to talk about, but it needs to be talked about. Officer Hamsey left behind a wife and sisters and his family. And he was 34 years old. Dustin DeMonte, he was 35. He left a wife, two beautiful children, and a baby. His wife is expecting a baby who will be born into this world, never knowing who their daddy is. Only gonna be told stories about them, and they'll have to live on in somebody else's memories. And last week was the funeral. It was held at a stadium in East Hartford. And I did not see one person being shown in that televised funeral that didn't have tears in their eyes. And I have to say, I give my hat off to these family members who put their life out there on national television despite the hate and the anti-police rhetoric that is in this country. And they poured their hearts out to everybody. The fact that they shared their loved ones' lives with the world is just, it's amazing. And I respect them so much. So, a little bit about Dustin. He was a school resource officer at two Bristol schools. He was also an advisor for the Bristol Explore Cadet Program. And Officer Hamsey was also a school resource officer. He was also part of the Police Explore Cadet Program. And throughout his career, just like Dustin DeMonte, he received numerous letters of recommendation and recognition. He was supposed to go for his master's. Just a very smart, brilliant individual who, both of them really, but just a smart, brilliant man who's not going to be able to use his academic skills because that was taken away from him. And Dustin would have done amazing things as well. He would have continued to do amazing things, and now, not like that anymore. One thing that I can say that came out of this tragedy that was a good thing was that a whole entire state, and actually, you know what, scratch that. It wasn't even just our state. The whole entire country came together to honor these two wonderful men. We had police officers from all over New England. There were officers from other states. There were people who didn't even know these three men involved. And they came to support the two that lost their lives. And even give love and support to the officer who's now going to have to live with this trauma for the rest of his life. There's something heartbreakingly beautiful about a police officer's funeral. It's not like any normal funeral. Everybody gets involved and they come together and they have this beautiful ceremony, these processions that are just, they're unlike anything I have ever seen. And people can get irritated and they can say, oh, you're gonna block the highway off for that. It's not that they're blocking the highway off for it. But you'll see all these cars and motorcycles there to honor them. Police officers lined up on the sides of the road, and even citizens on the side of the road saluting. Because really, it takes a special person to do this job. And those were two special people. And I think it says a lot when you have a man, Alec, who had just been in the hospital, shot in the leg. And he walked across the field with no crutches and delivered a folded flag to the family. That's amazing. When you have family and friends in law enforcement, you know exactly what I mean when I say that this is one of our worst nightmares. We don't ever want to see this for somebody, especially when it's because of a complete psychopath with no regard for life. And what I think is even worse than that is when an officer dies and you have to see people literally cheering for their deaths because of the actions of a few. You know, I think the priest that spoke at their funeral said it best. Not every officer is bad. There's always going to be a few rotten apples in a group of people. It's like that no matter what the profession is. There are priests who commit atrocities against children. There are officers who are corrupt. There are CEOs who commit embezzlement. There are nurses and doctors who abuse their access to medication and will maim and kill their patients. Does that mean they're all bad? It seems that we always want to hold police officers accountable when officers have done nothing wrong. And we'll do that through legislation that actually harms more than it helps. But you don't see anybody advocating for a Person Accountability Act. In fact, in the last couple of years, we have seen legislation that favors criminals. Unfortunately for officers, it's a catch and release. And I understand why people are angry with police. How could they not be? You go onto social media and you're always seeing something about how an officer shot a person of color or how they stole from their employer or something like that. But the problem is that the media is highlighting a small few. We're getting to the point now where this year there have been more officers murdered in the line of duty than there have been civilians murdered by officers. That's not okay either. It's very odd to me that most of the people that commented about these two officers' killings, they were really sincere and kind about it. But you know damn well that if Alec had shot a person of color, the media would be spewing hatred and twisting things to suit their narrative. You know damn well that's what would happen, whether or not that person was wrong. And in this case, the person that shot these officers was in the wrong. You could sit there and say all you want, oh, well, they deserved it, quote unquote. Really? I think you're too ignorant to realize that you're not just murdering an officer. You're murdering their family unit. There's going to be spouses and children that have to live without the glue that holds them together. How is that fair? Where's your love and compassion for them? You know, it was just, it's so disheartening to me because it has gotten to the point in this country where you cannot be angry for people who are murdered by corrupt individuals and also be angry about the murders of law enforcement officers at the same time. In this country, it seems like you had to pick one or the other, and that's bullshit to me. It's not that one is more important than the other. It's not that one exists and one doesn't. It's just the mere fact that we're at the point now where one is outweighing the other. And it's not people being murdered by police officers. I have no doubt that the media has contributed to this. I have no doubt that this current administration has contributed to this narrative. It's sick. It needs to end. We have the media and legislation working against our officers. There is nobody that really wants to do this job anymore, and it's sad. And that's the fault of people who want to twist things and make it so that the job is impossible. What are you going to do when there's nobody left to save you? People want to defund the police so bad, and then when they are quote-unquote defunded or let go or anything like that, well, then crime rises. And then they complain about crime. Well, did you ever consider that maybe if you didn't vote against the very people who protect you, that it wouldn't be that way? But people will never learn. I think that it is time that we start to love people, no matter whether they are white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, and also no matter what job they have, whether they are a police officer, a firefighter, an EMT, a school teacher, even a plumber. It shouldn't matter what job you have. And it shouldn't matter what the color of your skin is. It should be about who you are as a person and how you impact the lives of others. These officers were so young. 35 and 34, gone. And Officer Ayerato, he's a year younger than me. And I cannot imagine being this young and having to live with that trauma for the rest of your life. I can't imagine the survivor's guilt he must feel, or, you know, having to look in the mirror every day and see his injury. I mean, how do you even comprehend that? How do you deal with something like that? You can't. That pain's never really fully gonna go away. And I've been through my fair share of trauma, but nothing in comparison to that. I wouldn't wish that for him or for anybody. No one deserves this. And think of the trauma that their families have to go through. There is a lot of evil in this world, and it's not fair. It's not fair. There was a couple things that came out of this, though, that are heartbreakingly beautiful in itself. Not just the funeral, but the two officers were promoted posthumously. So Officer Alex Hamsey is now Sergeant Alex Hamsey. Sergeant Dustin DeMonte is now Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte. I think that was a very wonderful thing for them to do. I wish that they could have been here on Earth to receive that honor. I'm so proud of them. I'm very proud of them. Even if they couldn't be here to receive their recognition. There is a lot of charity work that is going on right now for these officers. There is a Bristol Police Heroes Fund that has been created with Thomason Savings Bank. There was somebody that paid off the mortgage of Dustin DeMonte's wife, so her children and her don't have to worry about losing their home, and that's amazing. The Bristol Police Commissioner and the Bristol Police Union established the Bristol Police Heroes Fund, which supports the police officers affected by the deaths of Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte and Sergeant Alex Hamsey. And donations to support the Bristol Police Heroes Fund are being accepted at all Thomason Savings Bank's locations, as well as online and by mail. If you would like to donate to the officers, go to www.thomasonsavingsbank.com/heroes. Again, www.thomasonsavingsbank.com/heroes. I will post the link on TikTok and also on my personal Facebook page. It is there. So even if it's $10 or $20, doesn't matter. it's going to go to that fund and it's going to help that family some way, somehow. To date, the fund has reached nearly $1 million. And that is a wonderful thing. You don't have to have a lot of money in order to support these people. And they deserve everything.
So please donate if you can.